Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
I definitely almost said your name, then I was like, wait, that's wrong. We are talking about the early teen dramas. We're on One Tree Hill. We're in season three. We are in the episode prior to the episode. So.
Yeah.
This is such a random thing, because obviously, like, One Tree Hill, the OC and everything, but like no like trigger warnings, content warnings just yet, but like we're getting ready for this episode and like the next episode, and like it's a whole situation. And if y'all know, you know, season 3 episode 15, just watch the fireworks, which is a Jimmy Eat World song apparently.
Oh, okay.
I know, I was like, I should look that up.
Interesting.
And then I forgot to. So I feel like this is kind of, and by kind of, I mean it is, like, starting the next, like, you know how there's always kind of, like, chunks of...
Yes, there's, like, little arcs.
Arcs, thank you, that was the word.
Yeah.
Because, like, we had everyone at the, like, basketball cheerleading thing last time. Mm-hmm. It's wrapped up. Things are, you know,
yeah, relatively that, okay. Yeah, because that, like, wraps up, it sort of even wraps up the, like, Rachel Brooke. It doesn't quite wrap up that rivalry, but it like, puts Brooke back in a position of like being in charge of things again. Yeah.
Ellie dies.
Mm. Yeah. So that arc is wrapped up. Nathan and Haley are in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. Keith and Karen are in a good spot. Okay, yeah. So let's just... Now, I feel like if you are watching this for the first time, I assume that like the recap was probably on TV. Did you get the recap?
So.
I had the recap.
Yes, but I don't remember what it was because I watched this episode last week. Fair. Normally, I watch it the day that we record, yeah. But I knew I wasn't going to be having time to do that today, so I watched it last week.
Well, mostly it was talking about the time capsule that was recorded in season two. So, like, the last year of high school, like, their previous year of high school. And then it had just a quick little, like... Everyone's great. Well, I mean, minus Ellie dying, but like Nathan and Haley are good. Keith and Karen are good. Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we dive in.
Then we do.
I also cannot see my notes because the podcast is covering 97% of my notebook right now.
So. All right. Well, we start right off the bat with the footage of Nathan's footage from the time capsule where he's talking about Haley. And saying, like, trust is a lie and no one really knows anyone, and something about, like, how marrying her was, like, the worst mistake or whatever.
Yeah, like, never ever get married.
Worst mistake of his life, never get married. And so this is all happening while they're at school on the, like, school televisions in the hallway. Mm-hmm. So everyone's watching this, and Haley's watching it, and then, like, looks at Nathan, and then there's, like, it just, like, is basically moving through the school. Of people watching footage, because then there's some people watching Tim saying that he's dated all the hot girls and how he's currently dating Brooke, and Brooke is like, what the hell? I have a note about how Rachel makes a snarky comment, but I don't remember what she said. Something about how, like, and I was going to skip school today, or like...
That was exactly it. She was just like, oh, I was going to skip school today, and then like, Tim Smith, good job, like, way to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Whitey and the principal are like in full-blown crisis mode.
Yeah.
Because first they're like, who, like, how could they even have gotten it? Whitey pulls down a poster and you see that somebody has, like, gone through the other side of, like...
Because they've put the time capsule into one of the, like, cement...
Pillars
that it's holding up part of the school.
Yeah.
And someone has, like, gone into it and, like, ripped it out.
Yeah. So, it's funny because, like... They're, like, attempting this first to, like, see if it's gone. And then they're like, okay, shut down this footage. And I'm like, shouldn't that have been your first? Like, shouldn't that have been the first priority? Was stop this and then we'll figure out how this capsule went missing? Anyway.
Yeah.
They try to get into the...
AV room.
The AV room. Thank you. No. I couldn't think of the... Yes. They try to get into the AV room, but somebody has broken the key off in the lock. So,
yeah.
No dice. cut to footage of Lucas talking about how he wants to get close to Dan so he can beat him, and then like Nathan and Lucas have like a look that they exchange in the hall, and then it's Brooke's turn, and she's talking about like, oh, like one day I'll be married to like a guy like Mouth or like, you know, that whole bit. And at first it's like all cute and Brooke's kind of like hot, and then she's like, wait a minute. Because Brooke has decided that since, you know,
For
it's gonna
posterity
be
reasons.
for posterity reasons and she's, you know, looking real good, she's gonna take her shirt off for everybody. So Whitey's going to cut the power. Brooke's like going for a chair because she's gonna fully just smash this television set, I
Smash one of the
guess.
TVs.
Whitey cuts the power, and everyone's like, whoa, except then obviously they have backup generators that
Yeah, and
kick
it just
in.
like immediately comes back up.
Immediately she's like, vroom. And then the principal's like, yeah, we're canceling class and sending everyone home. Like, this is not happening. Then we cut to, oh, Jimmy. So we're in a classroom or something,
I just want to
and
like jump in for a second.
yeah.
So, we haven't seen Jimmy a
No, we
lot.
have
We
not.
used to see him on the River Court a lot.
Yeah.
And then kind of slowly it's just been more like Mouth and Junk and Fergie and Skills and not so much Jimmy.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you notice throughout like these, you know, into like 2.5 seasons as far as we are now. But I still always just thought he was there.
I mean, like,
Which is the
here's.
entire point of the episode.
Right. I mean, also, I do kind of feel like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I do always feel like this is slightly wedged in as like a way to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because obviously the reason that Jimmy is phased out has nothing to do with any of this, what's happening in the story, but
No.
just like casting reasons.
Yeah, like there was just too many, just like all those times when like when we didn't see Skills or we didn't see Mouth or
Right.
like
Like
whatever.
there's too many characters and you can't fit them all in. So, you know, you don't really notice that he's gone
Yeah.
the way that you don't notice when very minor characters in TV shows disappear because there's simply not enough space for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, his video footage is saying some really awful things about his classmates and how everybody's terrible and
And he's just like dropping truth bomb secrets.
yeah.
Like, you know, the wrestler did this and that, and then the
Yeah.
one other guy was date rape drugging girls,
Yeah,
and
which like
then
honestly, that guy deserved to have his dirty laundry aired.
yeah. And then like some other like straight A student girl had like I don't know, all he said was like gang bang abortion. So I was just like,
Yeah, that one was really rough. I was like,
well, and I
whoa.
was, and like it would be different if like if it was like orgy abortion, right? Like if she was like
Right.
a willing participant, but that makes it sound like she wasn't a willing participant, therefore
Right.
like an abortion sounds like an appropriate, like anyway.
Right,
Either
right.
way,
Like
I think
that
it was.
sounded like something that was very traumatic for that girl and probably didn't want it aired to the entire
At
school.
the very least, it was probably just like set, like just those three words together. Like it was probably more just, again, not the unfortunate logistics of it, but like to hear him say that, like date rape
Right.
drug, gang bang abortion, like.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I feel like that's the kind of rumor that would fly around a school even if it didn't actually happen.
Yes.
Anyway, so all of his classmates are listening to this and giving him extremely dirty looks. So then the announcement comes on that classes have been canceled for the day, and Jimmy like books it out of there.
Yeah.
So outside the school, Lucas and Mouth catch up with him to be like, dude, like, are you okay? Basically. And see, this is where I always have trouble with this entire storyline. Is like there's no reason for Lucas and Mouth to have stopped talking to Jimmy purposely. Like, because at the beginning, Jimmy is part of, like, why wouldn't he have just been the person that Mouth went to when he needed a radio
Yeah, like why wasn't he
podcast
always just with
co-host?
Mouth on the
Yeah.
sidelines?
And like neither Mouth, I mean, Mouth isn't particularly like in the popular crowd
No, he talks to
anyway.
Lucas and he talks to Brooke and then like
Right.
Rachel. That's it.
Right.
He's not hanging with any of those other people.
No. Like he's not friends with Nathan.
No.
He's not friends with the
And
rest
he's
of the
not getting
basketball team.
invited to like things where they're all at, really.
Right.
So.
So like I always find this very strange 'cause it's never adequately explained why they stopped talking to Jimmy, other than like, oh, we drifted apart, which I understand can happen.
For
But
sure.
like, that's also.
But it's that weird small town school thing of how did Lucas not know Brooke and Peyton before? Or Nate, like,
Right.
you know, or like, how did they not know who he, like, it was that weird thing. It's like the reverse, right? Of like, how did all these people not know each other before? And then
Right.
now it's like, wait, how did you not run into this person every single day at school?
Right. And like they would have had to deliberately exclude him, which is not a thing that, as much as I
No.
dislike Lucas,
Correct. Correct.
that Lucas or Mouth would have ever done.
No.
Anyway,
And,
whatever. That
right?
aside.
Because, like, Skills and Fergie and Junk and stuff are all there. And,
Right.
like, at this point, because I
Because, like,
swear,
the thing is,
I
we
know
never
Skills.
see them really talking at school either.
No. But we still see them on the River Courts. Like, I don't
Yes.
understand why he wasn't there.
No, me
And
neither.
then, like, we only, like, now have just started getting seeing Skills in school. But yeah,
Right.
like, they all would have been there. I don't know.
Yeah, I find it very odd, and it never really made sense to me. But whatever, other than that sticking point.
Yeah.
I guess I wish there had been a little bit more of a buildup of that relationship falling apart and it being neglected.
Well, and it could have been happened over like, okay, so we're episode 15. All they had to do in the last 14 episodes was throw in two times
Yes.
where they were like, oh my God, like, where's Jimmy? Or like, oh, something with, you know, like,
Yeah, or even like Jimmy trying to like get a hold of somebody or like hang out with somebody and
At the best, like, we've seen basketball games. Like, he could have been
Right.
there and, like, tried to sit next to Mouth, and Mouth kind of, like, been busy with Gigi or something.
Right, and that's the thing is like there are they it is realistic with everything that Lucas especially has had going on in the last two seasons, two and a
Yeah.
half seasons, for that to have happened. You just never see it and you never see, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. That's my sticking point with that. Moving on.
Yes.
We move on to Brooke and Peyton in Peyton's room, and Brooke's just like hiding her head under Peyton's pillow because she's like, oh my God. Peyton's like, so bad news. You are on the entire interwebs now. But this was so great for so many reasons. She's ranked 23 on LimeWire. I was like, oh, Yeah.
That's probably a lot of downloads if you're number 23.
Right? Good Lord.
LimeWire.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Good old days of LimeWire. I miss LimeWire sometimes.
Oh yeah.
We had to work for our music back in the
Oh
day.
man. Like, straight up put in the work.
Like download certain songs and like walk away for a little while because you're like, all right, this song's gonna take a few minutes to download. I got
One,
other
because you'd
things I
have to
gotta
like guess
do.
which one would be the best quality first,
Yes,
and like,
oh my
yeah.
God, I forgot about doing that. You'd like be checking out the titles, like the way that the files
Yeah.
were named to try and figure out which one was going to be the best quality one.
Yeah.
And like the size of the files too. Oh
Yeah.
man. Anyway, good times, good
Everyone
times.
with your streaming music now.
Right? Here we were trying to make sure that we were actually downloading the correct thing. Sometimes you download something and you'd be like, oh man, this isn't it. You just spent like 10 minutes downloading something and it was a piece of garbage. Anyway. We get to the part in the time capsule where Peyton is saying her piece and she's talking about, oh no, that's a lie. Jake's part. It's Jake's part of the video. And he's talking about falling in love. So Peyton's sad.
And she, oh my God, then she tells Brooke, don't worry, I'm not gonna have a Jake down.
Yeah.
Like a breakdown. And I was like,
Yeah.
no, I'm gonna have a Jake down.
Right? Oh man. Upsetting. Jake. Oh, Jake.
Hashtag Brian Greenberg for the win.
Right? So anyway, Peyton's just like, yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm trying to focus on the good things and get ready for this benefit concert and like put all of my effort into that. She has a poster, but she's worried about not being able to sell enough tickets. Because she wants it to be like really good, obviously, because it's raising money for breast cancer and and wants to do
Ellie,
Ellie
Wawa.
justice. Yeah. So then Brooke's like, ah, I have an idea. She's like, I just need Mouth's help. And she like zips out of there to go do her thing. Oh, but before she leaves, Peyton ends up saying something about how Mouth had mentioned something to her about becoming a senator.
Yeah.
When they were on their boy draft date.
Yep.
Like, because she's like, oh, like, you know, Mouth. Oh, because she says Mouth will probably do anything for you after you what you said on the time capsule.
Yep.
And then, yeah, ends up mentioning, like, oh, yeah, he said that thing about being a senator to me. And Brooke's like, I've never said that to him before. Like, how would he know that?
Yep. So you're like, so, oh.
We're like, uh-oh.
Not good.
Nope. Oh yes, then Haley is watching the time capsule and Lucas finds her. I can't remember where they are at this point.
I think she's in Lucas's bedroom.
Okay.
I know it's weird at first, but that's what I then sorted out.
Yeah. And like she and Lucas are just talking about basically everything that's gone on with this time capsule business.
Well, because it's hit, like, at some point in his time capsule, he's saying something about, like, oh, like, I would just tell her that I love her, like, you know, like, he's care about her, whatever, whatever. And then they have, like, that kind of, like, time capsule. Like, you said nice things, Nathan said horrible things. Something like that.
Yes. And she hasn't talked to him about it yet, because basically she's scared to, like, tear open old wounds. And then Lucas ends up saying something about how he told Brooke she looked beautiful in hers or something.
And just like, because she'd ask, like, what did you talk about like hers? And that's why then I love, because he's just like, if you're ever in a jam, like, you just throw that one out there. You look really beautiful and you can get out and you're like, oh man, Lucas, you're such a dumb boy.
Right? Oh man.
I do that, but it's for when someone's really stupid. I'm like, oh, you're so pretty.
Right? I can hear the podcat purring.
She is really into this episode.
We've got a nice soothing background here.
Little ASMR in the background.
Yeah. So then Keith and Karen pop in and they're like, want to talk to Lucas and let them know that they're engaged, and Haley's like so excited. It's so cute.
Yes.
And of course that is when they get to the part of the time capsule where Nathan is saying you should never get married.
Yeah, because it's just like playing on the laptop in the background. And everyone's like, ew.
Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
So then Haley does finally decide to go talk to Nathan.
Yeah, it immediately cuts to her at Nathan's.
Yeah. And she tells him he looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Taking Lucas's ridiculous advice, and then she's like, sorry, I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. Like, but he's like, it's fine, they're fine. He's apologizing for what he said. He's like, this is not, you know, like, that's not how I want us to be. And then Haley's like, well, then why are, like, we say we're doing so well, but you're still living in this big house alone. I'm still living in the apartment. Like, maybe we're not doing as well as we think.
I just have to do one quick throwback because the podcast finally stood up. When Lucas and Haley were talking and she was asking if he had talked to Brooke, Haley called Brooke Hooter Girl.
Oh.
Just like how like Brooke calls her Tutor Girl, but it's because she had her top off. And I just wanted to point that out because it was hilarious.
That's cute. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But yes, they're realizing that maybe they're not quite as good as they thought.
Yeah.
Just because they still haven't had that, like, we should live together again kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I didn't, never actually even occurred to me until this point.
No, me neither. And honestly, like, yes, I was like, yeah, I guess. But also, I mean, they've only really just gotten to a point where they're really starting to get solid again. Mm-hmm. And it is a weird living situation for both of them, where there's not like an obvious answer of what they do, because the apartment is Brooke's now.
And yeah, like
And I don't
Nathan's
think Haley really wants to move into.
the giant house, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind
That's
of.
why I can't remember what happens there.
I also can't remember what
Do they
happens
just get
there.
like a different apartment? Because
I don't
someone is
remember.
always in like the apartment.
That's what. And the thing is, I think that it ends up being Brooke and Rachel.
So they must just get their own like different apartment
Yeah,
then.
maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway.
We'll figure have something figured out by the end of the season, I imagine.
I would think so. I would
But,
hope so.
right?
Oh, then we cut to Whitey's office. Because Brooke, he's talking to Broken Mouth because Brooke is student council president or whatever her
Yeah.
title is. And Mouth is,
Like AV club president.
yeah,
He's
something
the one
like
in
that.
charge of the
Yeah,
VCRs.
exactly. He's in charge of all the AV stuff. So he wants to know if either of them know who might have done it. And Mouth is basically like, so many people have access to that room. I don't know. It could have been anybody. And Brooke doesn't have any idea either. So doesn't solve that problem.
Well, she tells Whitey she has no idea. She
Yeah,
gives
she
Mouth
tells Whitey.
a look.
She does give him a look because as soon as they leave the office, she's just doing like sort of a speculating, like, I can't believe somebody would do that. Like, who could be so terrible to release a time capsule early? Like, with a ve like very pointedly saying it to
Yeah.
Mouth in like a tone.
Oh yeah, because then she says something about like how senators lie and like
Yeah, like
something
Senator
like
would be a
something and
good fit
like
since most politicians are liars.
yeah. But she just like I know like she for sure specifically said senator because of the whole
Yep.
him like her saying senator and then him saying that, so then like
Yep.
her calling him out without actually like directly saying anything.
Right.
Weird. Oh my God, then we get
Oh yeah. So Keith's fixing the sink.
Oh yeah, the disposal. Did you know
Yeah.
that in Canada we call it a carburetor and in America they call it the garbage disposal?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've called it by both of those words.
I have as well, and I think that's because we watch American TV.
Right.
But if you asked an American what a carburetor was, they would not know.
Oh, this is like I recently found out that they don't know what a Duotang is.
That's because, do you know that that's a brand name?
I do now because I looked it up.
I know. I had this
Because then
exact
I was like,
conversation
wait,
like
why do we call it a
3 months
Duotang?
ago.
What kind of weird ass word is that? And then, yes, then I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's a brand name.
The
So
best part
Duotang
is,
is just like Kleenex.
we're not even gonna say what a Duotang is. We're just gonna let everyone figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, you can Google
It's
that.
spelled exactly like it sounds.
Linguist.
But so they're. This scene is so absolute like up and down
Yes.
because it starts with Lucas like talking about like this whole thing with Jimmy Edwards and how his like time capsule was really dark and like we haven't hung out because I've been on the basketball team and like oh he's just and again he's doing that like he's being he cares and he wants to know but he's just doing it in that
I
Lucas way
know.
where I'm like
I know.
because it's coming off as like condescending is not the right word, but like something. I
Yeah.
don't know. Something.
I know.
And so then you're like, oh man, Jimmy and Lucas. And then Keith switches it up.
You're right. Keith's like, yeah, that sucks. Try and fix it. But I have something else to throw at you. Which is a thing, by the way, that I completely forgot about.
Well, I literally wrote down like, oh my God, because I was just like, they are giving us everything. They are trying to give us everything.
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn. So basically, he tells Lucas that he wants to adopt him.
Want you to be my son.
And I was like, oh, Jesus. Yeah. And like the thing is, in like, if you were just watching this without any knowledge of what's coming, you'd be like, oh, that's so great. But when I was watching it, I was like, oh, God.
I know. Oh.
Like they really just wanted to make everything as painful as humanly possible.
Yeah, and if anyone, we've basically said it without saying it, and
Yeah, I mean, you know what's
if anyone
happening.
hasn't figured it out yet, like
Yeah.
next episode, like if you haven't figured it out yet, you're not ready. I don't even know what to,
Yeah.
I don't even know what how to prepare you. Because even I'm not prepared.
Yeah, me neither.
Even when you find out all of the different things, like if it was just one of the things, you'd be like, ooh. But then, oh, the who
Yeah.
and the what and the, oh my God.
Yeah. It's all terrible. Anyway.
The amount that I can always see that moment, like in the hallway. Oh my God.
Right?
Oh God.
God, everything's awful. Anyway.
On that note,
On that note,
Brooke
yes.
made posters with her
This
boobs.
is so funny, right? Because we just like cut to the it's the next day at school, right? Because they're at school now. Yes, and she's taken a still of her topless shot and then across her boobs. I can't remember what it says.
There's like a banner, like something about like
Yeah, like it's actually
save
she's
your
not
breasts. Oh yeah,
actually
some kind of like,
exposed. Yeah.
yeah. Oh, like marketing wise, it's brilliant.
Yes, no, it's perfect.
Yeah.
She's a genius. Because she's like, yeah, I'm gonna get people's attention with this. Like, this is great.
Well, yeah, because she'd got like freshmen to help her or something, and you see people like looking at it and like crashing their bikes and
Yeah.
like, and again, you can't even see like.
No, you can see nothing. Like, truly, you can see nothing.
But yeah.
Like, if she was wearing a bikini, you'd probably see more.
Yeah, if it was like a strapless bra, like yeah, like you wouldn't,
Right. Right. Like, if she was wearing one of those, like, bandeau tops, that would be effectively the same thing. Anyway.
yes, so Peyton is happy because they're gonna sell lots of tickets.
Yes. Meanwhile, Dan is being a creep.
He's doing his weird standing off somewhere, looking weird and creepy and
Yeah.
contemplative and. I
Yes,
don't
he's
know, just
brooding.
broody, weird
Yeah.
Dan.
And Keith's basically like, what are you doing here? Because I guess, is he. Where is he? Is it Keith's place? Like, what's happening?
Well, I think it's like Karen's place. Like
Oh, it
Keith
is
is staying
Karen's
at
place.
Karen's
Okay.
place.
Great.
And
I was
then,
so confused about where we were.
well, and either way, like again, how did he know? I mean, I guess maybe like drove there and saw his car, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's doing the like looking off, brooding, and then as soon as Keith comes out, he like turns and has his like creepy Dan smile face on, and you're just like, ugh, you're a sociopath.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too because then he's like s tells Keith that he wants to go for a drive, and Keith like ch makes a show of like checking the back. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm checking to see if you brought a hacksaw and a shovel," which oof, is funny, but is also
This is what, right? I'm like, how did they? Oh my God. It's like this season should be taught in like some sort of like crime film school something.
Oh yeah, no, the
They
foreshadowing is
just
all there.
everything. Like
Yes.
they gave us all the good things. They
Yeah.
told us everything. And we were not and will not and are not ready.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways.
So Keith does get in the car with him.
Yeah.
Dan locks the doors like a creep. Anyway. Meanwhile, Lucas and Mouth are meeting up with Jimmy at the River Court. Which is so foggy. Like, I don't know
God,
if this
like
was done on purpose or if this that was just the day they were
I
shooting.
think it was the day. I don't think there's that cannot be recreated
It was wild.
practically. I'm sorry, like I just don't have faith in anyone's
That's valid.
2005, 2006 practical film effects for fog like that. And there's no way they had the budget for CGI. Like, that had to have just been like conveniently the most like creepy, foggy day to then film
Yeah, they
this.
were just like, okay, let's go with this. Or
Yeah.
like, did they wait for it? Did they wait for that
Maybe,
weather?
yeah.
I'm so curious to know if that was intentional or if they just like, if it was like a happy accident that they were like, we're gonna do this.
Well,
I
'cause
just
like
wanna know.
Lucas and Mouth are talking, and then like Jimmy
It's
kind of like
so
sneaks up on
ominous.
them, and they like turn,
Yes.
and they're like, "Oh!" And I was like, "Did he like emerge from the fog? Like, what's
I
going
just, I need to know. I need to know the circumstances of the filming of this scene.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, they are just basically they're talking about how, you know, they're sorry that they let everything kind of, you know, fade away. and they're trying to make amends.
Yeah, but and like Lucas does this thing where like he's completely not wrong, but at the
Right.
same time you're like, oh, because he says like, because Jimmy said like, oh my God, like you guys never called, whatever, whatever, and then he's like, you know what, like you're right, we didn't, but it's a two-way street, like our phones didn't ring either, and I was like, oh.
Honestly, listen, not to be a dick, I'm on Lucas's side here.
And that's just it. I am too, but it's
Because,
just something
yeah.
like, and it, maybe it was the fog. I was just like, "Ooh, this is not."
Because I've
And
also, like, I've had
it's
that
because
done
I'm
to me.
absolutely, and it's total. I think it's because I know what happens.
Right,
I feel
that's the
like not
thing.
knowing, we probably would have been like, "Oh yeah, Lucas is 100% correct."
Yes. And that again is why I wish there was
Yeah.
more of a backstory of how this came about. Because if it
Totally.
really was just no one keeping in contact with anyone, then it's no one's fault. And it's not even about trying to like lay blame or anything, but like
No.
in that case, I do still think Lucas is right.
Yeah, I
It
know.
can't fall only on one person. And you know, maybe that's a crappy reason, but you know, I
Yep.
just don't appreciate being guilted by people. But anyway, they apologize. Lucas says something about like not wanting to lose any more time, like hanging out together. So they invite him to the benefit concert. And he's like, Jimmy is first like, no, there's no way I can show my face around those people after
Yeah.
everything. Like, no way. And Lucas is like, don't even worry about it. Like, everyone's just worried about what they said. No one's going to be thinking about it. Come anyway.
Which is like, especially like, I mean, even now I'd probably like be stewing myself to death over it. But like back then, like in high school, like I would agree, like as much as in that
Yeah,
moment
no, for
everyone
sure.
like looked at Jimmy and were like,
Yeah.
"Ugh." But then as soon as you get home, you are going to be like, "Oh my God, I said this, I said this." Like,
Right.
yeah, like you would completely forget what everyone else said.
And honestly, it would have blown over.
Yes. I agree.
So anyway, they talk him into it. He says he'll go, but he's going to bail. It's lame.
It's like, first of all, you obviously don't know who's on the roster because it's not gonna be lame. It's my dream come true. Have I had. No, wait. I've had those moments, but separately.
Okay.
Not with Fall Out Boy and Jack's Mannequin together.
Right. Yes.
Don't worry, I lose it later in the episode, but for other reasons.
So that seems to be mended for the time being. We go to Dan and Keith. Oh my God. Just these flashbacks when they're kids, I don't know. There's something about it that is weird for me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just that it's trying to convince me that Dan was a sweet kid and I just don't know how to wrap my head around that.
I mean, yeah, that could be part of it. But again, it's this has happened at least twice now. Like they're dropping seeds. Oy.
Yeah.
Seeds and breadcrumbs and like a map pointing to the lake with like a neon sign being like this, this, this. But again, didn't see it.
So Dan has taken Keith to a particular park
Yep.
where Dan, like when they were little kids, Dan was being bullied by these two, well, bullies.
Yeah, the Dunlop brothers.
Yes. And Keith comes and like shoves them around and scares them away. And I don't know, they're just talking about like being brothers, and Dan's like, that's what I knew. We would always stick together. And Keith's like, yeah, it was a long time ago. Like,
Well, yeah, because you and something about like, how did we end up becoming like such
yeah.
enemies? And Keith goes,
You?
"You?" Oh my God.
Yep. So then, which is like Dan's plan all along, he pulls out the ledger.
Yeah.
And except it's all like wrapped up in like brown paper or something. Like Keith has to
Yeah.
unwrap it or take it out of an envelope or something.
Yeah,
I
no, it's
can't it's
fully like
all
wrapped.
okay. So like Dan wrapped it. I just honestly Dan is too much for me.
I know.
So he thinks that Keith stole it the night of the fire because it was in the safe. And yes. So Keith is like, okay, but remember, like, this is all evidence that can send you to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And then he says, that's the thing about a smoking gun, it doesn't care who it's pointing at. And I was like, holy shit.
I know. It's just a whole thing. I didn't realize that they did this to us.
Me neither. Me neither. I fully did not realize that they did this to us. Like, it's not even subtle.
No.
Anyway. Anyway, Keith actually gives the ledger back to Dan
Yep.
and tells him to get rid of it.
Yep.
So he's not even planning to use any of that information. Like, he is willing to forgive and forget, live and let live, move on, like, leave the past behind. We're moving forward. Yeah. He takes off. He's like, I'll find my own ride home. Honestly, valid. Then it's time for the benefit.
Finally, thank God.
Yeah, right. So we get to the club. It's so funny. It's so cute. Brooke and Peyton arrive and they see Karen, and Brooke notices Karen's ring and like gets so excited and wants to make Karen's wedding dress.
And then she asks if Karen is pregnant.
Yeah.
And it goes by really quickly in a way that like is supernatural.
Yep.
It just makes sense, and you're like, okay, yeah, ha ha ha, whatever.
Yep.
It's like when you watch some sort of like Agatha Christie Knives Out, some sort
Oh,
of
yeah.
whodunit, whatever, and then
Yes.
you get to the end and you're like, oh man, I'm such an idiot. Or like you
Right.
watch it a second time and you're like,
Yes.
oh.
And you're like, oh, it was all laid out
Oh
right
my
there
God,
the
Bruce
entire
Willis, he's
time.
dead. Like,
Right,
right in front of you.
precisely. Yes.
Oh man. For anyone who doesn't get that Bruce Willis reference, go figure it out for yourself.
I
'Cause it was a huge deal at the
see
time.
dead people.
Oh my God. But yeah, anyways, they have a cute little thing. They all hug. Yay!
Yay.
Then we go into the green room with Nathan and Haley. Oh,
I know.
Nathan brings her flowers, and they're those
Yeah.
special little purple flowers that were on the beach near the place where they got married and then got bulldozed, but he found them and he gave them to her. And he gave her a whole bouquet.
Yeah.
And he says that they're gonna have to find seeds so that in case he keeps,
Yeah.
messing stuff up, they'll have lots of flowers. He'll have lots of flowers to give her.
Yeah,
And I
he's really
just
cute. Also, I'm pretty sure they're just chrysanthemums, aren't they?
They're more like, not Chris, that type of thing, but like, they're a little more petal straw looking. I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah,
I
they're
thought they just
just.
looked like mums. I was like.
Yeah, they're definitely just like nothing like super special. Like, you'd probably find them
Anyway,
in a
it's very
ditch or
cute.
whatever. But yeah,
Yeah.
just the idea of like, ooh, we should grow these so that
Yeah.
then I can always.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah. So she's nervous also, and he's just telling her, like, you're fine. Like, don't worry about it. You're good. So then Peyton introduces the show, talks about Ellie and the fundraiser and all that, and how Sunkist is sponsoring. Sunkist is bankrolling this show, I swear.
Oh,
Okay,
like
because like the
at this point
product that can
we've heard about Sunkist multiple times already.
multiple times, like when Mouth is over at Rachel's during the blackout, she offers him a Sunkist when he
Yeah.
decides he doesn't want a beer. Like it's
And
everywhere.
like Lucas and Keith drink a Sunkist.
Yes.
Peyton says that like Sunkist is sponsoring them like way earlier on. She's wearing a
Yep.
Sunkist shirt. Everyone is
Yep.
like holding up a Sunkist drink.
It's truly the pro. I can't believe I never noticed this product placement before. Like it's
Well, and
just.
like, does Sunkist still exist?
I don't
Could you like
know.
go buy like a can of orange Sunkist
I don't know.
drink?
That's a really, really good question.
Because I don't orange pop. I hate orange pop. So like I would never
Yeah,
drink
same.
like, but like Sunkist also like an American thing? 'Cause like I feel like we have
It
Crush.
might be. And it does seem like it still
Because like the
exists.
purple Crush is delicious, but I would never drink an orange Crush.
No, me neither. Gross.
But I feel like that's what Sunkissed is, just an Orange Crush, right?
I think so. Yeah, it looks like it's still a thing. Because it says Sunkissed is a brand of
Oh, yeah.
primarily orange flavored soft drinks that launched in 1979. So I'm
Yeah.
assuming,
Yeah,
yes, they
absolutely.
compete primarily with Coca-Cola's Fanta brand.
Crush must be Canadian then.
Oh, here we go. In Canada, a caffeine-free version of the orange drink is marketed as C+.
Why does it say caffeine free? Does the Sunkist one have caffeine in it?
I guess. Yes, it does. It contains caffeine. Unlike many
What
other
is
competing orange sodas,
America?
Sunkist contains caffeine. So it's like the orange version of Mountain Dew, I guess.
Is America? Sorry, y'all, but like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Best tangent to date.
We just found out so much about
Wow.
Sunkist, guys.
But we still have not figured out Crush. I will have to
Yeah, we
figure
will
that
have to
out on
figure that
my own
out.
time.
Yeah.
But she does then introduce, well,
Jack's mannequin.
and she goes, because she starts with like how Andrew McMahon had
Yes, that's
leukemia
right.
and beat it, and that's why he's there. And then
Yes.
it's Jack's mannequin, and they start off with the mixtape, and this is when I started to lose it.
Fair enough.
And then it was just kind of like a montage of like you see Haley and like all the different like pairs of people. So like Lucas and Mouth and Jimmy, which is obviously not a pair, but you know what I mean. Groups of people, Brooke and Peyton, whatever, whatever.
Keith and Karen.
And it's all just great. But then Mouth. Oh, then Mouth and.
Lucas and Mouth and Jimmy go backstage.
Right. Oh, and then it gets awkward again because Mouth is like, oh my god, like I just have to go talk to Brooke for a second. And Jimmy's like, okay, yeah, sure, like you can just introduce me next time. It's like, yeah, but he's not just going to like talk to her, like he's actually like, this is
Yeah,
like a
no, like they're
conversation
like
situation.
right, like they're not good right now. So, but see, and this kind of thing though is what I wanted more of,
Yeah.
was stuff that makes sense for like Mouth to be doing this,
Yeah.
but that Jimmy might misinterpret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I just wanted more of that for me to buy everything else that comes after. But anyway.
Well, I think too, just because at this point, we're almost, I mean, we're at least 15 years later, we're verging on 20 years later. The things that happen, even just, being sad or cut out of friend groups or whatever at school, we've had so much more of that in TV in so many different ways and so much more blatant and obvious and like that being the entire point of the entire show or whatever. So, like, this, because it was such a first time type of thing. Watching it now, I'm like surprised that we don't have more. Whereas back then, probably it was like a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like a little bit of benefit of the doubt there, but yeah, it's still like there still should have been a little something more
Yeah, it's
at the
lacking
very,
something for me, for
yeah.
sure.
Just one other episode in the entire season where like they saw Jimmy for like a hot second.
Yeah, like literally even just one moment would have been great.
But then, yeah, Brooke is mad at Mouth and talks about trust and friendship, and they're both sad face.
Well, yeah, because he's like, I would never release that. Like, I can't believe you'd even think that. And she's like, well, even you just watching it, if you were doing something else, like to help somebody else out, like that's still a violation. Like, why would you have watched it?
Yeah, like if you would have helped them with their part, why did you watch mine?
So that's still no bueno. Meanwhile, Jimmy is just wandering around on his own and he ends up talking to this girl who wants him to get her backstage. Which is, of course, when some other guys from school see him and decide they're going to kick his ass.
Oh, you're the
So,
guy that said all the things and the whatever.
also, I'm pretty sure that was the date rape guy, so.
Well, see, that's what I thought, but when initially, when whatever the date rape guy's name was, and then the person that they cut to did not look like that guy.
Oh, okay. Well,
'Cause they
then,
cut to
all
like a
right.
brown guy and they said a name that looked like it would have been his name.
Okay.
Like it wasn't, John
Right.
Smith, like it.
Oh, yes.
And then this was definitely just like a regular like white wrestler guy.
Okay.
So that's where then I got, 'cause that's what I thought too. And then I was like, but they like 'cause they like very blatantly, because like they pan to the girl who's supposed to be like the straight A student, and they pan to. So I don't know. Either way.
Anyway, either way,
Fisticuffs.
yes. So, and it's like a full blown, it ends up being like a full blown brawl. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Rachel steps in and like pepper sprays somebody. Lucas
Yeah.
jumps in. Nathan jumps in. It's a brawl. Jimmy's on
Yeah.
the ground. Like,
Glass is
his
broken.
glasses are broken.
Yeah.
They try to help him up, and he tells them to leave him alone and takes
Just
off.
forget about me.
Yeah. Ah, boy. So we go from that to Pete Wentz hitting on Peyton.
He's so little.
I know. You know what's funny too is like even just looking at them, like they're such babies.
Yeah.
Baby face boys.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so that's super cute.
Yeah.
And then Fall Out Boy goes out to play.
Yes.
A little less 16 candles.
Well, and then Brooke is talking to Peyton, and she's like,
Yeah.
"So, what was that? I saw that happening. What's going
Oh, wow,
on
yeah.
there?" Oh, man. It's just such a funny little like moment to then cut back over to
Yeah.
Jimmy leaving the club with his messed up glasses that he just drops on the ground because they're useless now. Pulls out a pack of cigarettes. His lighter, of course, is not working, so he can't light his cigarette.
Yeah.
Rachel gives him a light. Cause like, I just Rachel.
Because then in this moment, he's like, oh, hey, like, you pepper sprayed those guys, like, thank you. And you can tell it's this moment where he's like, thank
Maybe
you.
somebody cares. Yeah.
And again, like, it's, oh.
I mean, it's also just very Rachel, like.
Well, and that's, that, this was, like, my, like, favorite little, like, scene
Yes.
almost, because she was being 100% Rachel. If it
Yeah.
was anyone else, you would be able to tell exactly what she meant, her tone, her inflection, her everything, her delivery, like everything. Because she's just like, you know, it's not about you. Like, I just really wanted to pepper spray somebody. And it was just nothing out of character for her. Like,
No, not
100%,
at
you're
all.
all
She's
like,
just like that with
oh,
everybody.
Rachel.
Yes.
Except it's Jimmy, and she literally said, it's not about you. And I was just like,
Yeah.
how did we do this with not knowing before? Actually, you know what? It's so much worse knowing, but like, oh my
Yes.
God. Oh my God.
Yep.
Because yeah, you would have just been like, oh yeah, that's how Rachel says stuff. Ha 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 ha.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yeah. So then we go back inside. Nathan makes a comment about how whether they could ever have an event without having a full town brawl or full on brawl. Anything. He and Lucas have a little bit of moment about the whole like Dan thing. And it's like they're cool, whatever. Great. Lucas got socked in the jaw real good, apparently. Nathan goes to look for Haley, and I think Lucas goes to follow Jimmy, right?
Yeah, there's like Lucas and Mouth are both kind of like, where's Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley's like hiding on the floor.
Nathan goes into the green room and he's like, Hales? And she like pops up from like under the vanity, like
Yeah,
the
under the
mirror.
vanity table. Well, and then they're so cute because he's like, "What are you worried about? Like, you've played in front of more people than this before." And she's like, "I'm not worried about playing in front of all those people. I'm worried about playing in front of one person." Yep. And like she says, like, this is the first time she's playing since they've been good again, and she's worried that if he
Yeah.
sees her love it again, then he'll think it means that she loves him less. They're so cute. I love them because he's like, no, that's not gonna happen. Like,
And then the like assistant person comes in, she's like, oh,
yeah.
Miss Scott, it's your time, and Haley's like, it's Mrs. And then
Yeah.
they both smile and you're like, ooh.
Yep.
Okay,
And then he smacks her ass on her way out.
because they've been talking about pre-game rituals.
Yes.
Because when she was under the vanity, she was like humming one of the Les
One of
Mis
the Les Mis
songs.
songs,
And he was
yeah.
like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, well, like when I was touring, like I got really nervous and that kind of started. So I started doing it like before games." Yeah, that was the pre-game rituals. Yeah. So when he
So yeah,
smacks her
when
ass, he's just like, "Oh, it was pre-game
yeah,
ritual."
pregame ritual, and she's like, "Yeah, I'll bet."
I
It's
love that.
so good.
Buzzcut Nathan is my favorite Nathan.
Oh, he's such a cutie.
Yeah. So then she goes on to perform Halo.
Yep.
And then I think we kind of get like a little montage. Well, like cut through. So Mouth is looking for Jimmy, and you see him like kind of like going around and like asking people. And then some guy is talking to Nathan, and he's all like,
Yeah, he
"Ooh,
owns a record label.
yeah, I'm Dallas from Epic Records." But then makes a comment. She must really love you, because she should be like, if she's not
Yeah,
on
like
tour,
it's a
and like
shame
she
she
should
should
be
be
on tour.
touring, yeah.
And you're like, "Oh man, don't plant those seeds. We are
Yeah.
planting little purple flower seeds. We are not planting
Right?
scary seeds."
Yep. Then Lucas finds Keith Caron
Yeah.
and says something about, like, I don't know. He says
Hey,
something, Mom, or should I say,
Mom and
Mom and
Keith. Or
Dad?
Mom and Dad.
Yeah. So he's decided that he's gonna let Keith adopt him. And so much worse than I remember it being.
Does there end up being paperwork later? Because that feels like something that would happen on
Shit,
TV.
I don't know, man.
Right? Right? Like, that's like a classic TV move. But I don't know.
I
Anyways.
mean, probably.
Right?
That's that
Yeah, I
that
think so too.
sounds right. Yeah.
But then we get, Rachel and Mouth.
Yes.
And Rachel being Rachel. And just like, why are you even like bothering to look for Jimmy? Like, he doesn't have friends. Like, he needs to figure this out on his own. Something about like, he can fall, blah, blah, blah. And like, something about like being
Yeah,
like, even
he
Mouth
needs
is
to
just
learn to
like,
stand on his own two feet or not at all or something.
yeah, I'm like,
Oh yeah, she says like we're all alone. And he's like, not if you have friends. And then she says, if you're honest with yourself, there's a reason you don't hang out anymore. And I was like, whoa.
it's something about pain. I wrote down pain. Someone said something about it, and I was just like, either way, I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Yes, because yeah, no, Mouse says something about wishing the time capsule had never been opened because it's only caused pain. She says
Right.
the truth usually does.
Super
Oh
spoiler. Was it
boy.
Rachel? I feel like you know this. Do you remember
Yeah.
that? Was it
I
Rachel?
yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, because at this point, like, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Ugh. How does she fucking turn it
How does she
around
come back from
after
this? I have
this?
absolutely no idea, honestly. I
Oh
truly don't.
my God.
The thing is that like if it were just this,
Yeah.
I could see how she could come back from that.
Yeah. Episode 15?
But
Sure.
given everything
Episode
that
16? No.
it is a catalyst for,
Because, like, everyone has. Like, or does people just not find out?
this is what I'm wondering is like
Like,
how
do
many
we
people
find
actually
out?
find out.
Yeah.
I think Mouth finds out.
I feel like that. Like, it would have to be Mouth if anyone
Right.
finds out.
So, I don't know, man. I really don't. But
Well, then we cut back to Haley and Nathan
yes.
after her performance.
Yeah.
And he says that, like, he is scared, but he's not scared about the music. He's just scared
No.
about being vulnerable with her because
Yeah.
he doesn't want to turn into the time capsule guy.
Yeah. I know.
Then we're all in our feels, and then the music to Dark Blue starts. And Jack couldn't take it. Technically, they did play Dark Blue slightly earlier.
Yes.
But it was already like halfway like started.
Yeah.
But on here it actually like starts at the and
Yeah.
I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that song. It's literally like my favorite song in the entire world. But like as soon as like that kind of like keyboard piano like thing starts, I can't deal with it. And then that's what we have over like that montage with Whitey's
Yes.
time
His
capsule
time
thing.
capsule.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
I literally just wrote down no and underlined it.
Well, because Whitey's just saying stuff about, like, if things, having things turn out the way you wanted them to is a measure of a successful life, then, like, some would say I'm a failure, and says something about, like, how it's important not to be bitter over life's disappointments. And
Well, because as it's doing that, it's cutting to like, he's saying this, and you see him like having a drink in his office, and then you see Dan with a with a
Yeah,
fire, and he burns the
he burns the
ledger, and
ledger.
then that's when it's Whitey's quote of like, if you know, you can't be bitter, you have to let
Yeah.
things go, and you're like, subtle. And then
Mouth finds Jimmy's
Jimmy's
glasses.
glasses, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then he says something about like recognizing every day won't be sunny when you find yourself lost in the darkness and despair. Remember that it's only the black of night that you see the stars, and those stars
While
will lead you back home.
Dark Blue is playing,
Yeah.
which is all about that and like drowning underwater, and I'm just like, oh my God,
Yeah.
can't take it.
Yep.
Cannot take
Yeah.
it.
And like greatest rewards come from doing the things that scare you the most. Maybe you'll get everything you wished for and all of that. Yeah. And then we see Keith and Karen and Lucas and Brooke and like Nathan
Yeah, you see all the like
watching
happy
Haley. Yeah,
couples,
all the
and you're
happy
just like,
couples.
oh.
Yep. Yeah. And that's our episode.
Still just like can't
Yeah.
deal with dark. I can't. I don't know. It just completely shuts my brain down. I can't do it. Over. I'm done. Well, because like it's part of those lyrics. It's like, what is it? Dark blue, dark blue. Have you ever been alone in a crowded room? Like right there. You know, like when I'm here
Yeah.
with you, I said, oh my God. And then, yeah, like I think then in another verse, it's like, have you ever been alone in a crowded room? Well, I'm here with you. And you're just like, and I think the end too is like, if you've ever been alone, like you'll know something on here. It's like, can't.
So what's the song in the episode?
I mean, at one point, there's like a We Are Scientists song. Shut up. I've been waiting for this
I know you have.
for
Well, and
a
it's all,
hundred
I
and
mean,
something
like
episodes.
the thing is, it clearly is the song of the episode, like,
Yeah. Because, yeah, you
obviously.
get Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt by We Are Scientists, which was one of those moments where I was like, what is this familiar? And then I saw that it was We Are Scientists, and I was like, all right. And then, yeah, the mixtape, Holiday from Real, and Dark Blue from Jack's Mannequin, a little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me, Fall Out Boy, Kalaseek, Halo by Bethany Joy, Len. I feel like, does she go by Lens now? At this point on the thing, has her like old married name, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
And
know.
there's
I
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Get Up Kids song as well.
Yes.
But yeah. Good times.
Indeed.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Dark Blue. I've been waiting for 2.5 seasons. And I can't believe that it just came and gone. And I also did not realize it was like in this episode, like
I
leading
know,
into the next
right?
episode. I'm like, oh my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
I thought it was just like, yay, the benefit concert, but it wasn't. The benefit concert was like leading up. I thought it was like a
Oh,
separate
yeah.
episode.
No. It's all, yeah.
Rude. Rude.
So.
We didn't really have anybody new.
No, unless you count Pete Wentz.
I mean, we've had him before, technically.
We have, but did he have a speaking role before, or was he just
Maybe not,
performing?
yeah. I feel like maybe Patrick talked last time or something.
Patrick talked this time too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Fall Out Boy, yes.
Truly, it was Patrick that I was like, you look like such a
Such a
baby.
baby.
Like, oh my goodness, baby face, man.
I know. And I can't remember based on when you all will be listening to this episode live, there either is going to be or there already is a new Fall Out Boy
Yeah.
album. F yes. I like got up the thing and I sent it to Katie and she was like, wait, what is this? I was like, it's exactly what you think it is. She's like, no.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, didn't really have anybody new. Who did we
No.
have as most annoying?
You know, I just didn't know because no one was particularly annoying. I mean, maybe Rachel for being so flippant about this
Yeah,
whole
yeah.
thing and, you know, being the instigator, even though we don't know that yet.
Yeah. But that's just it. Like, even if it wasn't her, she's still just being a dickbag about it.
Yeah, she really is.
So.
Yeah. And like, and it's especially annoying, I think, because she is not affected by it at all because she wasn't at school last year, so she doesn't have a time capsule video that got released.
Yeah.
She's coming out of this scot-free.
Yeah.
So she's just watching everybody else flounder.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Most high school moment?
I don't really know, like, if there was a singular moment.
I mean, if anything, more just, like, an embarrassing moment in the hallway, like,
yeah,
you know, sure, it was a video, but, like, because obviously, like, I definitely didn't have, like, TVs in my high school 1,000 years ago, but just still that thing of, like, everyone being there and, like, seeing something happen or, like, watch or whatever, you know, so, like, obviously, like, Brooke taking your top off, like,
mm-hmm.
just kind of that general, I feel like, hallway embarrassment felt pretty high school.
Yes, agreed.
What else we got? Got too excited about the music. We went in backwards,
I know,
order,
right?
So now I can't remember how it goes. I usually try to do that one last.
I think we've covered everything except quote of the episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Okay, look, I was going to go with Whitey's, but it was so long and I didn't know how to break it down that...
Fair.
I was like, that's maybe too much. So I ended up going with Nathan when he says, do you ever think we can have a function in this town that doesn't end up in a brawl? Just because I thought it was hilarious and accurate and also hilariously reminiscent of the OC also.
Yeah.
Which also had a tendency of events ending in brawls. Yeah.
They were just like fancier events.
Yes, yes. Fancier brawls. Brawls in black dye.
Yeah, all the time. I ended up going, because again, it was the same thing, right? Like, Whitey's was great, but it was, like, massive.
Yeah, no, it's like a monologue.
And then, because it was his time capsule video. And, you know, even, like, part of, like, Jimmy's was kind of okay, you know, like, because he said, like, and the truth is, every day I have to come back to the school is one day less. Oh, every day that I come to the school is one less day that I have to come back or whatever, and you're okay. But in the end, mostly because I just, like, couldn't pick that because, like, you know, I went with Pete Wentz when he says, what's up, you guys, we're Fall Out Boy, we love your breasts, so make sure you take care of them.
Yes. That was also a good one
because you know, like, I don't want to, like, Lucas being like, oh, I would love to be your son, barf,
or like, yeah, I agree.
Or I mean, I even, like, I guess Haley saying, what did you say to Hooter Girl when she made her topless debut? That was pretty good too. I can't believe that the next episode is the episode. I feel like this is one
already?
That even when we were still in the OC, like, we knew, like, this has been the one. Because, like, there's, you know, like, stuff happens in the OC, like, Marissa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Tijuana, whatever.
Yes.
In the TJ. And even, is there anything, like, equivalent in Dawson's Creek? I'm sure there must be, but I can't remember.
I mean,
I guess the one thing is, like, there's a few episodes with Jack that, like, have, like, big stuff that happen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like there is, and I just can't remember what it is.
Whereas this is, like, the one, so.
Yeah.
As we've said before, it's a big thing. We'll talk about it when we get there. We'll do warnings and all that kind of stuff when we start and in the show notes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important episode. It's a, like, good episode in the, like, scheme of things. And unfortunately, very relevant still a million years later.
Yeah.
And because, again, I don't even, like, where we go from, oh my god, how do we get to the end of this season?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, as much, like, obviously, we've been leading up to this episode a lot, and...
yeah.
I don't remember what happens afterwards. Like, I don't know how we go from this to
that thing that happens at the end that I do remember. Like,
which is only
like 5 more episodes.
I was gonna say, it's not very many episodes.
I think there's only like 21 episodes or something.
There's 22, but still, that's only like
6 episodes. Like,
yeah, it's like 6 episodes in between that one and I don't know.
And obviously, like, everything is kind of like streams off of the next episode, but just in a way where, again, I just don't remember. Ugh. All right.
Yeah.
We're not ready, but we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, We had Jack's Mannequin. Do we get Jack's Mannequin again? Do we get other people again? Do we have more trick concerts? I don't know what happens.
I don't know either.
Maybe not this episode, maybe not this
Maybe
season, but
not.
like next season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I
I
know
don't
eventually, like at
know.
some point, like Trick
Oh
just
my
kind of
God,
like
what's
disappears.
happening? What is happening? Oh my God. Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, it's all good.
A random tab that started autoplaying for some reason. What the heck?
It's all good. Nothing came on my side, so we're just gonna roll
Okay,
with
good.
things.
Good.
We'll be back next week. Get prepared. Get a blanket,
Ugh.
maybe some tissues, or at the very least just a hoodie so you can like cover your face.
Yeah.
And we'll see you then.
Bye.